tu tuberculosis.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
These are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
It's your cyber cigarette, your internet nicotine, your verbal vape, and your online crack pipe. It's time for your podcast fix with Justin and Nickelbag Rick. It's Pod Vomit.
Of course it's Pod Vomit. We're back. Beginning of the year. Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
It's been a great year so far, right?
Fucking
A, we did a lot of shit this year.
Yeah.
We've been busy bees, as they say.
Over the last year, we have... You know, several weeks back, I was doing some work on our shows and everything, and I was going and listening to past shows, just kind of going through the app that we have on Android, and just, you know, some of the other things were, you know, on and everything, and I'm just listening to see if we sounded awful back then, or did we sound just as good as we do today.
So you went all the way back to the beginning?
Not that far back. I did go, the earliest show I went back to was like 6 or 7. And I have to say, we wasn't that
close.
Bad.
It's pretty far to the beginning, yeah.
No. To me, the beginning is the beginning, and those are terrible. But I was really impressed that we have made it all the way to 2016.
Okay.
And
we started talking about Star Wars, and then we kind of branched off in other things.
And like in the
swingers
in the earlier days, today on our show, we're going to have a guest on again.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody wants us to do guests. And this guest does people.
I like to think that we have like almost. When you look back at our shows, you could kind of group them into little suites. Like, we have, like, a erotica suite.
That's right.
You know?
A movie star suite.
Right. Yes, a movie star suite, a music, pop culture thing.
Right.
Today's show is going to be part of our erotica suite.
Different twist, though.
Right. But we've interviewed swingers. We've interviewed a BDSM girl.
A bidsome.
A lesbian.
Cosplay,
which she was sexy.
She was sexy.
You know, she made our wall of shame. You know, that's the other thing too. The studio has been constantly gets remade over. We have now in the studio the past guest and signed stuff from people like J.R. Mounts that was on the show at one time and Ricky.
Man, J.R. Mounts better start paying us for as much as we're plugging that guy.
I'm telling you. Hey, man, I noticed Ricky Muse on some commercials here recently. He was on.
He better make us all like cucumber dildos or something.
Right.
You know?
Well, not Ricky Muse, but
no, not Ricky.
You know, but Ricky was on a commercial with Tracy Morgan, and he's also on another one. I just saw not too long ago where it's got like Dr. Phil in it and all these.
Have you seen that Tracy Morgan commercial where he's like? Did you have a good year or something? He's like, I don't know if I did or not because I was in a coma all year.
Well, we had a better year. I don't know. Tracy, I think, winds up getting paid better than we do by the end of the year.
All he had to do was dream all year. You know?
He dreamed.
He might have had some nightmares in there, too. Terrors.
I wonder, though, in Tracy Morgan's coma dream, did he, like, go, I don't like being in this coma. It's hard for me to do-do.
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's Tracy Morgan.
What if he had like wet dreams every night, and the nurse was like, "God damn it, I got to clean up semen again."
Tracy Morgan jizz. Jesus Christ!
Like every night. What
just got done with my lunch break, and there he is, just like a, you know, just a big pile of Tracy Morgan jizz all over the place.
I know. It's like a 12-year-old adolescent having wet dreams every night.
They could rent that room out, put a black light and some glow sticks and have a rave afterwards with the amount of jizz.
Make a cologne out of it called Tracy Jizz.
Right.
Yeah.
Morgan Jizz.
And you spray it on, it just kind of clumps up.
Yeah, clumps up. Right. It smells gross.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, we had a big...
And it tastes salty, so I'm told.
So we had a big year, you know, and then we're back down to the three of us again, you know.
We're the three best friends that anyone could ever have.
Right. Because, you know, we lost our way. One of our other webmasters is gone, so that's moving on from that.
Yeah, so we had to make some personnel changes.
Yeah, but we've already probably discussed that already, the loss of yet another...
had to send some folks home with some white boxes full of their crap, make them clean out their desks.
Right. Let's get the fuck out of here. But...
he didn't freak out or anything, everybody knows.
I want to say something, though. This time last year when we was doing shows, we did our Deadpool show. Remember, we made our annual Deadpool. And, you know, we picked pretty well, but nobody died.
We got to call it something else. But every time you say Deadpool, I'm thinking about the comic book character.
Right.
Celebrity Death Watch? I don't know.
Count.
Death Count.
Yeah. Pod Vomit Celebrity Death Count. I'm Keith Morrison.
Pod Vomit Celebrity Death Count.
So, but look, I had a close one. I had Charlie Sheen was on my list, and, you know, now he didn't die, but...
He's got HIV.
Yes.
Nobody dies with that. You're not even close.
Well, it was better
He's got Magic Johnson money. He'll be okay.
Yeah, he's going to have the Magic Johnson costume.
Yeah, he'll... Yes.
Can't you just give me a little bit of credit, though? I was close. I was gleaming the cube, man. I was so close to the ring.
You get zero credit.
Ah. What
he does... All he has to do is liquidize all his money and inject it into his...
Tiger blood.
Yes. Just like the South Park episode.
Right.
Where they, like, kind of realize why Magic Johnson was still alive. He's like, well, every night I sleep with my money. And they're like, that's what it is. And they started injecting people with, like, thousands of dollars. And this guy goes by and finds, like, these African people who's like, we found a cure. All you got to do is, like, inject $180,000 of cash and you'll be fine. And they're like... What?
It's those little
cash.
It's those little strips in the cash. Once you kind of melt them down, you know. But you know, you ever seen that? Where there's like these little metallic strips and money. You ever seen that?
Oh, like when you hold it up to like a blue light.
You can pull it out. You can take it out of it.
Anti-counterfeit purposes, I guess.
I'm sure there's some sort of reason for that.
You can take them out.
How?
Can.
Do you have any money on you? I'll do it for you.
No.
You have a 20? Anybody got a 20?
Sounds like you're trying to swindle me.
No. Do you have a 20 on you? Anybody got a 20?
You're like, it's gone. And so is your money.
It's funny. It's like in this studio, I go, come on, anybody got a 20? And everybody's looking like I'm some kind of beggar on the street going, can you get, you know, just spare some change? Everybody's like, I ain't got fucking money.
I mean,
you're just going to use it to buy beer anyway.
Right.
I mean, you do kind of look like Aqualung.
Aqualung? While you're playing my flute. I look like Ian Anderson.
Yes, you do.
Nobody knows who Jethro Tull is. Oh, shit, it's mail.
Oh, my God. That just shows up out of nowhere.
You know, that's the thing. That's, you know, some people has gotten a little lazy in the new year.
What I'm hearing is some of the personnel changes weren't quite enough, you know.
Yeah.
We need to go back and talk to HR and see what
you weren't looking.
See what next to do.
We are so sorry. Well,
got to trim the fat, you know, trim the fat.
Well, and you know, let's you know, you got to kind of give it where it is because she is Tina the drunken intern or half drunken intern.
And slightly drunk.
Slightly drunk.
Slightly intoxicated.
So she's a little buzzed, you know. She's still ringing.
Partially inebriated.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us in the old barf bag?
Well,
anything good?
Not really. I'll see what I've got here. Actually, Anthony Thompson.
Okay.
Says, dear Pod Vomit, I love this show. I love to hear about all your stories and everything that you guys go out and do and your different guests. Tell me, what sort of crazy things have you done for New Year's in the past?
Well, we usually would get, and probably will, you know, in the future, have another alcohol-fueled. We usually try to get a very interesting alcohol involved. In years past, it's been absinthe.
Hmm.
And last year it was moonshine, which I did puss out on, didn't drink. Yeah.
You did puss out on that.
I did.
It was some good old homemade Georgia brandy.
Yep.
And Nickelback Rick, claiming to be from Georgia all his life,
couldn't handle the
devil's liquor.
Well, having said that, though, I just recently had fell out of a...
And to no consequence to that situation, I am blind. because of lead poisoning.
You know,
but it has nothing to do with the moonshine. Right. Nothing to do with it.
That's why he's wearing shades in the studio. Yeah. I thought it was a cool factor.
Yeah, and now I can play piano somehow too. It's
how long does this ride last?
It's crazy.
Oh, about four ever, and it has. So, donate to the blind.
Yeah. And Stevie Wonder.
Right, and Stevie Wonder.
I don't know. Why not? He's blind.
Okay, anything else in the barf bag?
Not in the barf bag.
In the first year?
But we do have some Twitter twatter followers.
Oh, good. Let's get to our Twitter twatter followers for the 2016.
We have Hesh Podcast, The Lo-Fi Show.
Is it about Anne Hesh?
Yeah. Lots of ecstasy and tales of lesbianism.
And like how she used to have a career when she was with Ellen and how it's completely, totally gone.
And she was in the remake of Psycho.
She was?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right, she was.
Twitter
yeah,
twat her own.
Girls Poop Rainbows.
Okay.
I like that.
I like that.
I know, because you know, you said on a past show that if you could poop rainbows, you would do it in public.
Definitely. Definitely.
So we've got the right followers.
Yeah,
if you eat enough Lucky Charms, it really happens.
They're magically pooplicious.
Yep.
And then we also have Coming In Sideways.
Well, that's because you poop rainbows. Mm-hmm. Now that's the payoff. You have to be coming in sideways instead of forward. You know how it normally comes out? Sideways.
I fail to see the relation.
Well, I just figured, you know, if it was coming out sideways, maybe it would be a little bit more.
Why is it going back in, though?
It's coming in. Oh yeah, it's true.
I want it to stay out once it comes out.
Yeah, I don't need it back.
Anymore. I don't need any returners.
Right.
You know.
No, it's no refund.
Right.
All right. So that's everything we got there.
That's it.
All right. Well, that's quick. Well, today, back in the celebrating the beginning of the 2016, we made it out of old 2015 with it minus flying cars and hoverboards.
Right.
So we can always look forward to this year.
We didn't quite have that Back to the Future 2 lifestyle that we always dreamed of since 1992.
I don't know.
Who cares?
We don't have a research department anymore.
Boring conversation, anyways.
Yeah. But we didn't get a lot of those things. We did get drones and whatnot, but we didn't get that shitty, you know, terrible dress. You know,
were drones in Back to the Future?
Yeah, remember the USA Today drone flies down and takes pictures of Biff and them getting arrested in Hill Valley.
Yeah, oh.
So drones did exist, but
I thought it was a blimp or something.
Nope.
No.
Nope. It was a drone. But so we got.
Could it have been a drone blimp?
No, it could have been, but it wasn't.
Oh,
let the blimp thing go, Justin. It's not happening.
So no. So forget about having a pod vomit blimp one day.
Oh no, I dream of a pod vomit blimp.
Okay,
I do.
Well, you're back on board then. It's good to see.
Yeah.
Would it be shaped like a penis?
Of course. And speaking of being shaped like a penis, what a terrible segue for our guest.
He's also shaped like a penis.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
No, he's not.
Not at all.
He has a penis. But what we decided to do the new year, you know, we were talking about, I was listening to older shows and stuff and going through all the guests and stuff that we've had. And we have a new guest this time, and we're kind of turning the tables a little bit because we feel like we have a large female audience. And, you know, so.
Do we?
Yeah, actually we do.
Chicks dig us.
Our numbers, actually, women listen to us more than dudes. But it's a really. It's a thin line, but I'm telling you, it's still by a few percent, but still more women.
Bitches love themselves some pod vomit.
Yeah, man. They like being double macked up by Nickel Bag and JB over there.
Yeah.
And the little, you know, maybe drunken intern on the side for, you know, whatever weird kinky purpose needs she serve.
Yeah, you know, you got a little Nickel Bag sleeves on one side and a little Justin Hebrew kosherness
hammer
on the other side.
Yeah, he's the Hebrew hammer. He's hammering away.
Yeah, I'm hammering at that. We like to crush the pussy.
That's right. And then
and then
he always likes to, you know, ask for like some reciprocation, like, you know, can you throw me a couple of shekels?
Shekels.
When we're done here. Just saying for the effort.
What are we in, like, 1700s in England or
I
something?
I don't know. So shekels. Let's get to our guest.
Throw me a few shekels, sir.
let's get to our guest today in the new year.
Just a few shekels.
We decide to bring in a adult male. That's right, I said it. Male. Would you say a porn star?
Technically, that's what everybody else would see. But what we say is adult film star.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. This is Austin Anarchy. Let's give Austin a big round of applause. Austin, welcome into the Pod Vomit Studios. So nice of you to come in and talk to us.
Thank you. It's thank you for having me. This is actually pretty fun.
Oh, cool. Well,
is this the first time someone's asked you to sit on a couch where you didn't have to perform?
Yeah. Besides when I was little, my dad was like, "Hey, you're in trouble. Sit down."
Right. So this is nothing like casting couch at all.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
where,
a trap.
Where it starts out like a really kind of, it's just a simple podcast, and next thing you know, things are happening in a very extreme way.
Well, what you don't know is that we rented a Greyhound, and we're going to do a bang bus session.
Afterwards.
That works. Let's do it.
Yeah. After the casting couch, we get on the bang bus, and then we usually go to the hedonism via the bang plane.
The
There's
Hebrew
a lot of banging.
The Hebrew hedonism.
The Hebrew hedonism. So we want to.
We make a lot of Jew jokes. You're okay with that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I have black hair, but I'm blonde naturally. So, yeah.
So he's an Aryan.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's an Aryan porn star.
That's cool.
He likes to. I don't know. I've got no.
I think Hitler would get off to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Now let's clarify. That,
they
here.
Would. They would change the whole like Heil Hitler thing, though, right?
It would be instead of the arm like being raised
Heil
up,
Hitler.
It would be a cock.
You just raise your dick up.
Just an erect penis.
Can you imagine that? Hitler walks by the aisle and everybody takes their dicks out.
What do you think that little mustache was for?
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's like that's how he would go like he would go down on a big erect cock. And depending on how large the cock was, his mustache would be like the measuring point. It's like, I could only make it to here. Very good, soldier. Keep him.
Why does he fucking sound like Gandhi?
Oh.
I think referred to his mustache as the French tickler. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
You know?
There you go.
Maybe that's what Eva Braun called
Like, as he was sucking the dick, he could his mustache could tickle the balls a little. I don't know.
We're not interviewing.
Is he upside down?
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, really. Know. That'd be 69.
Yeah.
Now. I don't know.
Either that or like he's slinging off the edge of the bed, like getting
dude,
throat
I,
fucked.
I don't know how the dynamics of it all work, but that's just how it goes.
Well,
okay.
Well, Austin has while we were setting up and he come in, we were just kind of making jokes because our producer was here earlier, and he's working on some stuff and we're in real tight spaces working and. He's like, I'm going to – and just what did you say something about rubbing dicks or something? You know, and then
– I don't talk about people rubbing dicks. That ain't cool, man.
And then Austin says, no, that's called a
– Frauding.
Frauding. Yeah. Rubbing dicks is called frauding.
How do you spell that?
Frotting.
Frotting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So have you actually seen that word in a script? Like you read a script like I'm
no.
going to say this and then we start frauding.
So I get an idea for a porn. So a bunch of dudes dressed up like the Merry Men in Robin Hood's camp or whatever get together and rub their dicks together, and we call it Frottingham.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Or a Lord of the Cock Rings with frauding instead of Frodo.
With frotting?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that
Frotto.
Would be...
Yeah.
Frotto.
Make sure it's the vibrating cock rings.
So how in the world did you get into this kind of line of work, sir?
Really what it was just straight boredom. I sat there and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start camming, you know, because, like, you know those people that go on, like, Omegle or something like that, and you go through it and you can't help but see, like, thousands of people jacking.
Is that like...
Oh, like, chat
roulette?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or chatterbait? Well,
yeah, I saw that and I was like, you know, why do they do that for... I could get paid for that. So I got into camming, and after, I don't know, 6 months...
Let me ask you now. By getting into camming,
yeah. Where does that start?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, did you contact somebody? I mean, how did you find out? I mean, by sitting around seeing, it's one thing, but did you just say, "I'm just going to go buy a cam and make an account"? Is that how it works?
Yeah,
is it that simple.
If you got a webcam on your computer, you just go to Chatterbait's like the most well known, but there's other sites that pay better, and you go to one of those, you sign up, and then you send them pictures of your ID and your social so you can actually be age verified. And
And they pay you to do this?
Yes, they do. You actually get paid you get paid in cash, but the way you measure it is through tokens. And, people will tip you tokens.
Right.
And each token on Chatterbait specifically is 5 cents, but on other sites they'll pay you like 10 to 15 cents per token. And,
it sounds like riding MARTA.
Yeah. With nudity.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is awful.
Except after you put in your MARTA token, then you have to, like, look rub at your balls on the...
A naked bus driver.
I don't know.
It's like, oh, man!
You gotta look at a naked bus driver.
Yeah, you gotta rub your nuts on a naked bus driver. It's like...
But in passing...
like Sherman Clump.
But it's like a
slide... Rub your nuts on it and get in the back.
But it's like a slideshow of different bus drivers where they're pulling out their dick and jerking it.
Right.
And just, it goes by one at a time, you know?
So, now, so obviously you're making some money doing this. I mean, so... Now, did you have any kind of reservations about doing this? I mean, did you feel like, you know, this is going to come, up with your family or friends or, you know, how comfortable are you around, you know, the people that you socialize with? Because you're basically doing whatever you're doing on cam to an invisible audience.
Yeah. I actually didn't have any reservations. I was like, you know, if they find out, they find out. I'm making money. They found out, but
what was their kind of reaction?
My dad, he was just like, you know, whatever, just don't tell me about it day to day, you know? And then my mom wanted to die.
Was you brought up in any kind of background where that was looked upon as like really bad or don't, you know?
Oh yeah. My mom's like a religious background. Christian. My mom, she's like, she could be a nun, and well, she didn't have kids already. She could be a nun.
Well,
I was gonna say
if she was Catholic, right. She could be a nun. Yeah. You would not be here unless.
Well, she's
like,
Catholic now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she switched over,
but she didn't become a nun.
No.
Well, did your actions cause her to switch to Catholicism?
Possibly.
Wow.
Yeah, she blames me for a lot.
She has to repent for your sins.
So yeah. I gotta. I'm curious how your dad found out. I mean, how would you? How did that conversation go down? Because it's like, listen, son, I don't go around look at like people jerking off on webcams or anything.
But I
happen to be doing it, and I saw you. My friend's neighbor's dog's wife saw your webcam and told me about it.
Yeah.
So
now, I recognize that dick.
Yeah. He said,
wait a minute, I've seen that dick before.
Yeah. He sat there and. He basically just knocked on my door and was like, hey, man, I got to talk to you.
And you're like, I'm busy, Dad. I'm working.
Yeah. No, it was like 3 a.m. I was dead asleep, right? I'm sitting there dead to the world. I hear knocking, and I'm like, all right, so it's probably my sister. She's the only one that knocks on my door. My dad would just come on in. And he's knocking, so I'm like, when are they coming
in? So you're living at home at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally he stops knocking and just barges in. He's like, hey, we got to talk. Let's go have a cigarette. Well, it's cold as shit outside, so I'm like, no, I'm going back to sleep. Well, we finally start talking because he convinced me that it's worth my time. But once we start talking, he's like, hey, so I've got a bunch of these pictures from somebody that was watching you. And he has some gay friends that are like business owners and stuff. Well, when you're camming, most of your audience as a male are other men.
Right.
So... apparently, he was like, did you know your son's doing this? And then my dad's like, no. So he ends up getting all the screenshots. He comes in, and he's like, what is this? And then I'm like, that's my dick. He's like, oh, I know that. Why are you doing this? And I was like, I'm making good money, man. I was like, at my age right now, I was 18 at the time. At my age right now, I'm making $52,000. Like, that's what I would have made if I continued that entire year doing just camming.
Right. Justin, let's start a pod vine.
I know.
You know, you can watch.
It's like you can either work
jerk
it.
Off.
I
have a feeling we would be in, like, incredible debt. we would owe people.
Or probably murdered. But,
yeah.
But it's like you could either, you know, deliver pizzas for Papa John's and make probably 17, 18 grand a year or... you know, jack off on webcams.
Yeah, like, you get paid for something you do anyway. So, I mean...
yeah, it's not like you're going to stop doing
true.
It.
Yeah. Right.
So, did this obviously has opened the doors to other avenues.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't mean to use such a obvious pun, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it didn't stop at just doing cam. I mean...
oh, no.
Now,
did you have, like, a Mark Wahlberg scenario, like in Boogie Nights, where it's like... that dick's amazing. I got to put you on film.
Or did you, like, scream at your mom when you're, like, frothing and spitting at her in your bedroom in front of your Evel Knievel and Planet of the Apes posters? Remember that scene? No. You don't remember that? When she was telling him to get the fuck out of the house, and he's like, I'm going to be somebody, Mom. You know, and she's like, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That was the pivotal moment right there where Mark Wahlberg, where people were like, this motherfucker can act. You know, it's like, goddamn. Yeah. But at what point when you started camming, how or were you approached to do other things?
Well, it was the person that actually got me into it was kind of, you know, sneaky about it, because they sat there and they're like, hey, you have a great body.
Those porn Hollywood sleazeballs,
God,
man.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing here. No, somebody sleazy in the porn industry? What the fuck is the world coming to?
No, but this
guy... Was it run by ISIS?
They wanted to be in this movie called Deep Throat 2.
Yeah. No, this... he basically came up, he's like, hey, you got a great body. Have you considered stripping? And I was like, I have. I just don't have any in route to that. And he's like, well, I own a club. I was like, okay, cool. Where is it? And he was like, Austin, Texas. So I was like, all right, well, let's go.
Wow, you just jumped on the plane. You wouldn't want to know human trafficking or anything like that?
Yeah. No, I have a history of bad decisions.
Then he ended up in Mongolia.
I'd be afraid of Keith Morrison talking about my disappearance after I just got on a plane to Austin, Texas to strip.
Yeah, no, but once I show up, I go to work immediately. And, well, not literally right off the plane. That'd be kind of difficult.
At a club, stripping?
Yeah. And it was actually an old woman's club.
Was you still Austin Anarchy?
No, at that time I was just...
So, after you were done stripping, did you have to call bingo numbers? Or...
Yeah. No.
You said it was an old women's club. I just assume it was a senior home. I don't know.
No, all women's club.
All women's? Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you said old women's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, at that time I was...
The geriatrics got a party too, right?
But at that time, I was known as Matty Mayfire.
It could have been your stage name, Geriatric.
Geriatric. Really, that's tough.
No, what was that you were saying?
Yeah, no, I was known as Matty Mayfire on the stripping stage. And I worked there for about a month. About a month. And this guy, he was intimidating because he's massive and I'm not. And he comes up and he's like, you ever thought about doing porn? I was like, I watch it. I don't really think about doing it, because, you know, how realistic is that? You know, like, how many guys are like, man, I want to do porn. How many of them actually make it? So I was like, you're talking about something I'm not really worried about. Well, he's like, yeah, stop bullshitting. Just come meet me for lunch. And I was like, all right. So he's sitting there. He's like, meet me at my office. I walk in and it's a porn studio.
Yeah, that's his office.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't have lunch here. Yeah.
he's like, okay, we're just gonna eat dinner off this guy's back. He's gonna plow this girl. And
you want a salad? No.
Right. Just hope that just don't get any food that's gonna spill a lot, because there's gonna be a lot of movement going on.
All right.
On. Don't get anything hot. No hot soups.
Yeah.
Or milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
But I show up and obviously, it's a porn studio, and there are fine women, there's ugly women, there's fat women, there's skinny women, everything. All right. And they're all naked. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, just don't get a boner, don't get a boner. You know, like, please don't do that. And
I'd have been like, oh, I've got a boner, I've got a boner.
Yeah. And we start talking in his office, which is far away from all the bedrooms. And he's like, so you still think I'm bullshitting? And I was like, obviously you're not, you know? He's sitting there, he's like, well, would you be interested in starting? I was like, I would. What do I got to do? He's like, do you have your ID on you? I gave him my ID. He scanned it. He's like, all right, well, when can you start? And I was like, it depends on how much money I'm going to be making. He was like, well, each video, we're going to put you on multiple websites, but only for 2 years. I'm like, so it's not up there forever? He's like, no, it's not up there forever. I was like, I think I can do this. So I'm like, all right, well, first, how much am I going to be making? He's like, you'll start out at like $500, $800 a scene. And a scene is like, well, it's like one of those 15-minute videos you see online. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
those videos last 15 minutes?
Yeah, and so I'm thinking.
I've done way before that.
Yeah, Rick's lucky the last 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good day.
But I started doing the math. I was like, I get $800 for 15 minutes worth of this?
I could probably, for $800, I could stretch it out.
Yeah,
I'd punch myself in the nuts or something, and, you know.
Yeah.
Or just look at, like, dead corpses on the other side of the camera or something, you know. And then finally come.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, if the people want to look at, you know, a middle-aged fat guy with a, you know, average penis jerk it.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a very popular thing. Like, it really is.
Get with me after the show.
Yeah, right.
Need some extra.
Yeah, always, sure, you know, whatever.
But the deal is you have to grow a Hitler mustache.
I will, like, make my pubic hair. That I will spell pod vomit out. Is there a niche for that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You know, like, people that spell things out with their pubic hair? Yeah. Or,
anything that's really, really weird, there is a very popular niche for. Like, one thing that you would never expect to be very popular, because it's gross, it's just downright nasty, but it's STD porn.
Ew.
Yeah, it's like where these
Stone Temple Pilots porn? No.
Like, it's these chicks that like willingly sleep with guys that have like herpes. And, yeah, it's really gross.
And, are they like inflamed or like, look at my up cock or my vagina?
They're like just like full out braille dick. Like,
that's a genre I never would have thought of.
Yeah. Watch me shoot a vial of HIV into my arm while I'm fucking you in the ass.
It's
no, thank you.
That with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, man.
And Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Now the budget just went way through the roof.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And Scott Weiland's dead body.
Scott Weiland's dead.
Dead and bloated.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But,
oh, too soon.
Yeah.
No,
so do they cover?
Year.
Do they cover?
That
the
was last year. Come on.
Do they cover the medical costs for these people that are getting?
I mean, I don't know. I don't mess with those people.
So now, you know, you're in this room, and you're seeing this is all going down. Now, are you at any level approached to do straight porn, gay porn? You know, are you open to anything on this because of money? Because now here is what I've seen on HBO and everything. Whereas straight...
Was this on Real Sex?
It's one of those shows. You know,
gay for pay.
You know, right.
Yeah.
Is that a show?
No. But it's a thing in porn where generally straight guys, that are, they will make porn movies.
Yeah, they make more money doing gay porn.
But, so they'd go over and do like the gay porn, and they're really like, I'm
actually
not really
straight.
Gay. I'm straight, but this is paying a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
So,
but if you can get hard and do a guy, there's got to be something.
No.
Yeah.
Money is enough to get me hard. So, I mean
so you're really just like imagining like dollar bills.
No, I'm imagining the Lambo I'm going to drive one day and I'm like, and a girl I'm going to pick up in it.
So you don't have any problem. I mean, now before, you know, obviously you've done gay porn.
Yeah, I have. When they first asked me, they're like, "Do you have any limits whatsoever?"
Right.
No, I don't.
but having saying this now, you don't have any limits. So before you
outside
got
of
in,
shit, no, you can't rub shit on me.
Well, I'm just saying, you haven't.
So I got this STD porn I'm wanting to film.
Oh, yeah, no, I forgot. Yeah, no, definitely
I'm
not doing
get this
that
green lighted. No, but I'm
this girl
saying,
has just like one big herpes outbreak all over her face and pussy and tits.
Yeah, her vagina looks
right?
like a pimple.
Even her fingers has got herpes. She got finger herpes.
I think she's turning into a herpes.
Did you have sex
I don't know.
With the same? What, I mean, like, was you bisexual or gay or whatever before any of this, or was you just saying fuck it, I'm just gonna do it?
I was completely straight. And I still, well, now it's heteroflexible, which means you're mostly straight. Like, you'll sit there and you prefer women, but if the money opportunity arises, you don't care if a guy, you know, joins
now
it.
Now what? No,
well, has it bled over in your personal life or just
no,
strictly
my personal life, if it's business related, guys are all right. Personal life, just girls.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, obviously, there's regulations in this industry.
Yes.
You know, and we were joking about Sheen earlier.
Yeah.
And everything. But, you know, the whole thing is obviously that's a concern. Do you worry? Is that a concern for you?
Not
especially
really.
Especially doing that?
Not really, because there's this thing called a California Pass Test. And what it is it's a STD test. But it's so accurate that it can pick up if you've ever had an STD or if what your ability to get them, like how susceptible you are to getting them.
Okay. So Rick, if you ever try to, you know, go into the industry, you're not gonna be able to hide your ass gonorrhea even though it's gone.
I thought we talked about not talking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Sure. I thought you were proud of it.
Yeah, I'm proud of the ass gonorrhea. As we're being filmed,
I thought it was one of your greatest triumphs. Personally,
well,
you know,
it used to be.
Who gets ass gonorrhea? I mean, strictly in the ass. I mean,
I was like, it was the shit. I mean, let me ask you this, Austin. Now you were saying you were open to anything, so you just now. So let's say they come to you and go, okay, in this scene here, this guy with a cock the size of a baby's arm holding an apple wants to stick it in your ass, and you're like, well, I'm open to that, but you've never done that. Now, even that they may be a big check on the table, are you really that prepared for such? Because I'm telling you right now, it's like, I mean, I don't know if I can make that transition into doing such like you did, but I mean, even if they come at me and said, okay, in this scene right here, we want something kind of extreme.
Yeah.
For X amount of dollars, you said you're open to anything. It just seems like, you know, all of a sudden you might kind of be like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to do that, you know. Yeah.
Well, they give you, they're not going to tell you what you're going to do, even though you sign off.
It sounds very Illuminati.
Yeah, like, once you actually sign off, part of the, I actually got a performer agreement in my pocket to show you guys, but they don't really tell you what you will and will not do. They tell you that it's up to your discretion, but you basically do have to write down a list of what you will and will not do just for future reference.
Right.
But if they came up to you something, they're like, hey, this guy's got like a horse dick, you care.
So, but you're on set and it's, you know, it's happening and it's being filmed. You don't, you kind of don't know what you're going to do until the director cues it.
Oh, so no, you know, like 3 months ahead of time.
The director's not going to be all of a sudden like, all right, put both of your fists in that guy's ass, and then put your foot in that girl's nose.
Let me ask you this. Now, and you're how old?
I'm 22.
22.
Yeah.
Now, do you, like, I watched a porn one time with Ron Jeremy, which I have the utmost respect for, because the fact that he has lasted in this industry as long as he has, looks like he does and still works, and is hilarious.
He still works?
Still works, man. He's still doing it. But man,
Viagra's a miracle.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is what I was going to bring up. I seen a thing where he was fucking this girl, and it wasn't really even on a set. It was like in some hotel room, and he tells the girl, and she looked average. I'm not saying she was bad looking, but I'm just saying she wasn't what the porn quality star. So this looked like somebody was actually saying, "Hey, Ron, for X amount of dollars, come fuck my wife or my girlfriend or this stripper
like,
or whatever.
Fuck the girl next door kind of thing."
I actually get a lot of requests like that. It's really weird.
So he's fucking this girl, and then at one point he goes, okay, I want you to count from 20 backwards. And she's like 20, 19. Every time she's counting, he's sticking in there, right? All the way down to 3, 2, 1. She says 1. He pulls out nuts all over her. I'm like, dude, that's fucking control, man.
Yeah,
I would have been like, count down from 20.
And do it 20, right at the
19. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm done.
There's actually tips and tricks that you end up learning. You go through like a second sex ed, but this one's a lot more detailed. It doesn't tell you how to wear condoms. It tells you how to control your nut and, you know, the easiest ways to pleasure them. Like, there's actually a tip for all the guys listening and all the women listening. That if you're having sex, stimulate the nipples on the woman because it increases or releases hormones in the body that, you know, kind of the same hormones that they have when they're breastfeeding, which gives them connection to that person. And so if you're stimulating the nipples, they'll be more, you know, attracted to you, I guess. And it's easier to get them off.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, well, Rick likes to stimulate my nipples.
I didn't know it was going to get him off, though. I just like to stimulate him now. He takes it to a whole new level. So
he likes to hook up electrodes to him, you know, and then just...
Car batteries.
Pull the lever from, like, some Frankenstein movie. It's like...
Let's play Desert Storm. Let me hook this car battery up to your testicles.
Yes.
But,
you really got to cut out the waterboarding, though. I mean, Jesus.
So now, what do you... I mean, you know, where do you see yourself... say in the next 5 to 10 years, are you to continue doing something like this or?
Really, I haven't even thought about it. Like, I'll do it as long as I get paid, or as long as my like back is still working. But
so yeah. Now, when we talked via email, you said you had some really really good stories.
Oh yeah.
Me. So I have been, you know, me and Justin both have been, you know, dying to hear some of these stories.
All right. Well. That same studio that I went to go meet that guy in, it was like about 3 months later. But that same studio, it was the most shabby looking studio ever. But it was a big ass room. It was like I don't even know what you would call it. It's just a big building. And then there was just parts of it that were offices. The rest was just floor space. But there'd be, like, a bed over, like, to the left, and then one in the middle, and then, like, there'd be, like, multiple beds lined up, but they would have their own little cuts, you know? But, so we were sitting there filming our scene, and, we get done, and they got showers off to the very back, but, you know, it's just, like, a group shower. There's, like, one pole and multiple shower heads that everybody goes and showers on, but they also got bathrooms back there. Well, these people were so shoddy about...
The porn industry does not sound as sexy as they make it look.
It kind of sounds like Auschwitz.
Or Saw.
Yeah.
No, but, like, we go...
And then they let them in single file into this gas chamber.
Yeah, it's a fetish.
All right.
Okay. We go back there, and I'm showering. I'm getting myself cleaned up and stuff, and you're supposed to shower. You'll have, like, two scenes a day, and you're supposed to shower between both because no one likes anybody smelly.
Right.
But, there's also gay scenes going on. This is, like, my first break-in to, like, seeing anything gay-related, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm walking back, and you're passing all these beds and stuff that people are doing shit on. And I see these gay guys, and they're just going to hail on each other, right?
Well, hail. Hail.
Yeah.
Hail.
Yeah. And
good old Austin's a good old Southern boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy that was topping, which is, like, the guy that's shoving his dick inside the other guy.
Topping.
Yeah. And he was this hulking black dude. And the bottom, which is the guy taking it, he wasn't big at all. But he's sitting there, and you can hear him grunting and so on and so forth. So I just keep on walking. Well, I go back there, and now,
Was this like scenes from Fort Leavenworth?
Yeah, I mean, wait, is anybody filming this?
Yeah, all right. Everything's
but there's no quiet on the set. It's just like,
well,
now we'll go back at and post and add all the grunting in later.
No, like everything's
okay.
There. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But
do they add in the grunting later? Is there a guy they pay just to grunt over the
actually,
tracks?
If you're not vocal enough, they do have recordings for that. So
wow,
yeah, and it will be you. Like it's
oh,
not,
it's you. It's
yeah,
not like
it's pre-recorded.
They don't hire a professional grunter.
No,
a voiceover grunter.
Yeah,
it's like, well, what do you do? Well, I grunt in porn movies. I mean, what I do.
But one of the
sometimes aren't good.
But there was all these toilets and stuff. Once they get done, I'm back there still showering, and I finally get done, and they're going back there to clean themselves off. But the bottom has to clean out his ass, and normally you do that. Yeah. Yeah, normally you do that in the toilet or something. Like you don't. Do that in a stand-up shower that everybody else has to stand on.
I'd hope not.
And, but...
I just slipped on some cum.
Yeah. Ugh. All the other toilets were taken, and the other one was just, like, a hole in the ground from where there used to be a toilet. And, so he, like, hovers over it, right?
Yeah.
And he's shitting out this cum, but as he's doing it, he's like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, God. Oh. And then you just hear, and it all comes out. And I was sitting there, I started laughing, I couldn't help it. And he's like, man, I know it sounds funny, but don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. And I was like, all right, thank you. Thank you for the advice.
He's like, one day you're going to be a bottom.
Yeah.
You just wait.
I was like, see you later, man. And then I go and I eat lunch. I come back and we do our second scene. And
you still had an appetite. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, come back, do the second scene. He's standing there. I was like, man, I thought you had to go. He's like, I can't walk. And I was like, why not? He's like, I'm too loose. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, if I walk, I might shit myself. And we're like, oh, my God.
That's why they make butt plugs.
Yeah. I was like, I'll let you live that lifestyle. And then he ended up quitting. Yeah. Apparently the guy was too big.
Right. So, I mean, I imagine you've had to – have you been kind of on both sides of the –
of the dick? No.
Yeah.
I'm usually a top. Like, if I'm not, then...
You won't do it. That's kind of where you draw the line?
Yeah, because...
obviously, you're not in this industry because, I mean, you obviously have a huge package. So what do you weigh in at? Obviously, the listeners want to know. We want to,
They want to know what kind of equipment they're dealing with.
Yeah, that's right.
When you go in, you gotta, like, girls will have to provide cup sizes, and they actually have this thing that reads, like, their tightness. And, they got a measurement for guys, too, and literally all it is how long your dick is and how wide it is, like, how thick. And, when they measure, I've never measured it in my life up until this point, right? So I was like, man, I think I'm average. I haven't seen another guy's dick yet, so I'm like, I think I'll do all right. And then he measured, and it's 8.72. And I was like, is that good? He's like, yeah, man. He was like, that's really fucking good. And he's like, all right, time to measure your width. And I was like, all right. So we do that, and it comes in at 5'5", which is 5 inches.
So you're a lengthy and a girthy man.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So is that kind of like if you're pulling a lot of weight in the front end, does that mean you pretty much you don't have to ever be a bottom?
Pretty much, yeah. That okay. It solidifies your package deal, I guess.
All right. Yeah, literally. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got the package to hold the top section the rest of his life. He never has to be a bottom. There you go.
So what is
Rick's kind of stuck being a bottom, I guess, by those standards. Poor guy. Oh,
yeah. I don't think you're a top either.
I'm going to do another fucking job.
So now what's the weirdest, I mean, you know, kind of scenario you've been put into?
Personally?
Men or women, I mean, you know.
Well, there was this, it was a bisexual gangbang. Really, it's not even a gangbang because it wasn't one woman. There was two women. But there was, you know, 20 guys.
It depends on how many gangs show up.
Okay? Yeah.
The Jets and the Sharks.
Right. Yeah. And they're snapping the whole time like West Side Story.
As they're humping, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
But no, I'm sitting there and I was chosen as the post, which is basically what the girl rides while she's sucking off all these countless other guys. And
you're the postman.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there and she climbs on and she tells me about midway through, well, not even midway through, but like a quarter of the way through, she wants to switch positions. And you don't verbally say that. You kind of give a cue. That's like a prearranged emotion. Okay. And
so it's like you talk about it beforehand.
Yeah.
Kind of like baseball signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we switch positions and it's basically her bending over this couch. And I'm...
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was the pole.
Okay. And I'm actually in her ass. Like, I'm fucking her in the ass. And mind you, this is a bisexual gangbang. Well, I didn't get to meet with everybody before I go to there. Like, we all knew what we had to do, but normally you'll meet with everybody, tell them what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have that chance. So I'm sitting there just railing this chick, and the next thing you know, this guy tries to put it in mine. And I'm sitting there, and you can't really be...
No.
You can't...
Swatting them away.
You can't really be... you know, an asshole because, you know, you're recording.
Right.
But I sat there, and so instead I just, like, grab it, and I'm like, I don't know what to do at this point, so I just kind of give him a hand job while I'm freaking fucking this chick. And he's sitting there, I guess he got bored of that and went to somebody else that had actually taken the ass. So, like, yeah, so I was sitting there, and that was a really weird moment for me.
Yeah, okay. Now, like, screw this handy. I need to find a good bottom.
Yeah.
That's a good save. I mean, it'd be better to jerk it off than to get it in the ass.
So how many movies have you made?
Well, online, I have a total of 12 or 13.
Okay.
But
so you're an up-and-comer.
Yeah, no, but I do DVD releases.
Oh, okay.
So that's, like, the next step up. You wouldn't think so, considering that, you know, everybody uses the internet, Netflix, Hulu, whatever else it may be. And you wouldn't think that DVDs are still a thing.
Right.
But they really are. Because when you got, like, a wife and you don't want her seeing your, you know, search history, you can get this DVD and, like, slide it off under the seat of your car or something that she hopefully won't find. So a lot of people will buy DVDs and stuff like that.
Probably. And plus, you probably got, like, just a lot of, like, older people that don't really know how to use the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll just order DVDs online.
Yeah, but it's also more profitable to do DVDs because you get royalties instead of, like, when you get, like, an online video, you get paid for what you do, and then they'll post it up. You'll get, like, your royalties for, like, 6 months, maybe a year. But it's there for the rest of eternity.
Right.
And then when you do DVDs, they'll put you on, like, a 2 to 3 year rotation, and they'll tell you how many stores it's being branched out to, so on and so forth. But you get royalties for that DVD every time it's bought.
Right.
For the full 3 years, 2 years, whatever it may be. So it's more profitable. You'll get paid, like, $14,000 per video. And then from there, you'll get, like, a 0.25 royalty on every video that comes up. So you're making 25 cents off of every copy sold.
So have you worked with any really big production companies that we might have heard of?
Bang Bros.
Bang Bros, okay, cool.
The one that I'm the part of right now, sort of. They're kind of shady, and I don't really like working with them. But
what a way to go in to promote them.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Shady. I'm not really comfortable with
yeah.
Oh, we don't have to mention them on air.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you don't have to mention them. You don't have to.
No, that he knows they're shady. He jokes about it. Okay. So, yeah.
They're called Shady Productions.
Yeah. I mean. No, they're...
won't be here next week production.
It's called Sinister Pleasures.
Our address changes once a week productions.
Yeah.
It's like the credit card guy next door from over here.
It probably is that guy.
Yeah. So Sinister Productions.
He had to go on a
Sinister Pleasures.
He had to go on to a new kind of business, you know. He had to get out of the credit cards into the sleazy, screw.
Yeah, week to week porn.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a way to describe that kind of porn. I don't know. But, yeah, definitely.
So, are you contracted, by them? Are you
Do you have any contractual obligations?
Well, I mean, do they, are you contracted to work for them for a year or 2 years? Or is it independent
it's kinda
contractor?
It's like an open-ended contract. You do have to do 4 shore 6 months, which you're going to do maybe 2 shoots in 6 months. So it's not really a binder,
Gotcha.
After that 6 months, you're asked if you want to renew. And once you renew, since you've already done 6 months, it's open-ended. So you can do as many shoots a month as you want or none at all, and it doesn't matter. So
now, outside of the story you were telling us earlier about your dad,
mm-hmm.
have you ever been recognized anywhere?
Oh, yeah. All right, so even though I obviously do porn, it's really weird when people come up to you in public. I went out to California to visit one of my buddies, and, that's one of the states that I don't have blocked. And
Right. I actually had to, just to find anything on you, I had to log into a proxy in California so I could pull it.
Yeah, and...
And I found some of the webcam stuff that you said you'd done.
And, so I'm sitting there.
Rick jerked off to it.
That's fine.
Yeah,
there's a lot of men that jerked off to that.
This experience, I'm gonna probably not too late.
He's gonna listen to it over and over.
Yeah,
I can't wait for this podcast to come out.
Yeah,
but
when it comes out, he's gonna come out.
Yeah,
yeah. So. But I'm sitting there, and I'm in the sketchy.
I'm always throwing Rick under the bus.
Yeah,
I'm in the sketchy town that he lives in called Ingles, Inglewood, right?
Inglewood, yeah, we're familiar.
Well, yep. I'm there. Obviously, I don't blend in with Inglewood at all.
Right.
So people are giving me the people are giving me the eye, and then
boy, you talk funny.
Yeah, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, "Am I about to get shot? Stabbed? Robbed? What's going on here?" And he comes up to me. He's like, "Man, I've seen you somewhere before," and. I really didn't know how to respond because he was a little large, large and, scary looking. He looked like he'd been in prison a couple times. But he's like, I've seen you somewhere. I want to know, where are you from?
Was it in prison that he saw you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. He came up to me and said, "Man, I've seen you somewhere before." And his wife apparently came up and she was like, "That's that guy we saw on the DVD." And I'm like, no, that's not me. And he's like, "Oh, really? What do you do then?" I was like, "I do lawn care." He's like, lawn care? And thank God I had one of my dad's company shirts in my car. And I was like, "See?" And I showed him one of the company shirts.
You could easily make a porno out of that, too.
Yeah.
A sexy landscaper.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
After a long day of trimming hedges and weed-eating the bushes, he's ready for sex.
My husband is still at work.
I need my bushes trimmed.
I know.
The plumber has already cleaned my pipe.
Now that you've trimmed those hedges, trim my hedge.
Right. Yeah.
And suck on my titties.
So, but that's cool. You had a couple come up to you, though. You realize you might have, kept their marriage together because of your porn.
Maybe.
Have you ever been approached by people that had, wants to invite you in, just a random, just a rando couple that's we've seen your work, we would like to, whatever, a threesome or a group thing, we're a bunch of swingers. Would you participate in a swinger lifestyle? Does that do anything to you? Or
I get guest spots at swingers clubs, and I'm like, hey, they're gonna have
swingers clubs down. Do you worry more about disease there? Because that seems open.
I have a condom rule.
What do you mean by you get guest spots though? What does that entail?
Say there's a large event going on.
Right.
They got if they don't really have a huge following, then they try to get one, and if they do, and it's like a cold night or something that people don't really want to come out on and stuff like that, they'll hire somebody like me to come in and be like, hey, this guy's going to be attracting there. Would you like to come out and see him, possibly sleep with him? And so they'll pay you a lot. Like, they really will.
I guess they kind of expect you to make with it.
Yeah. The deal that I made with these people, they're like, hey, you got to come out. You got to be here for at least 6 hours. And I was like, what time do I got to show up? And they're like, 10. So I started doing the math, and I was like, oh, no, that's going to be a late night. So sat there, and it was actually until it closed. And they're like, you know, normally we have a no, like, unwanted advanced thing.
Right.
Normally, if you go to a swingers club, you got to ask, like, permission to touch.
Sign release forms, all that good stuff.
And they're like,
we had a swinger on. She showed us her card and everything.
Yeah. And you sat there, and normally you got to ask for permission. Well, since I'm the attraction, I can't be like, nah, because they came out to see me, so I can't really tell them no, unless it's like a rapey situation.
Right.
But other than that, it kind of gets weird, but right. I like it. I mean, that's probably why I do porn.
So let me ask you this also. Now, you being into this industry now, it seems like you'd be a little bit desensitized to particular things, or maybe just the whole lifestyle in general. Now, obviously you're not. I mean, obviously you like to fuck. I mean, you know, and you're living a great life, in my opinion. You know, you're in your early 20s. You're being hosted at swingers clubs. You're making movies. You know, you're obviously. You know,
I'm looking at Austin's his performer
contract. Yeah, there's actually like 20 pages of that. I just bought the signing one.
This is the one that counts here. It looks like my W-2. Right. All right, cool, man. It looks pretty legit. Now we know you're not just pulling our legs. Just kidding.
But or anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yank.
Yank the snake.
But back to your question about, like, randoms and stuff.
Yeah.
Thing is, when I first started, I didn't have that many tattoos. And if they were, they were coverable. Now I got one on my throat. So when people see me, they know it's me.
Right.
So I can't no longer be like I was in California, be like, no, that wasn't me.
So when you go out, you wear a lot of scarves and shit?
Ascots.
Yeah.
No, now I'm just, when they come
out,
they're
like, I'm in lawn care, ma'am. I would never be able to do adult movies.
Yeah, I was in a bar in Austin. This couple come up, and they're a biker couple. And they're actually part of like a 1%er club, which is pretty scary.
Yeah, I know what that is.
And they came up, and they're like, hey, you're Austin Anarchy, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, I am. And they're like, well, can I take a picture with you? I was like, cool. Yeah, sure. And so...
Yeah, right. Why not?
In Austin, there's no indecency laws for women. They can be, like, topless at any point. And this is during Rot Biker Rally.
Why don't we live in Austin?
I mean, you shouldn't move. I don't know. Yeah.
Right?
And,
who knew?
Yeah, no. So she comes up. She's already topless. So, you know, I've seen tits in my life. So I'm not going to be like, dink, like, rock hard immediately. But, right. I mean, she wasn't, you know.
You've seen a pair of tits before.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's like, hey, you're Austin Anarchy. And that conversation goes. And they're like, can we take a picture? I was like, yeah, so I put my arm around her, and she's like, no, grab my tits. And I was like, wait, what? And I'm like, your husband's right there, and he's massive. And she's like, no, he's okay with it. And I look at him, and, like, we had, like, that, you know, like, silent agreement that this is okay.
Yeah.
They're like, you can fuck my wife kind of
look. It's called the Bronx knob. It's like, you're from the Bronx, and somebody else is in the Bronx, you walk by, you're like,
yeah. Yeah. And so she was short. She was, like, 4'11", maybe, and I'm not much taller. But, well, I'm a foot.
Well, so midget porn then, right?
Yeah, she's pretty short. And I get behind her and I start grabbing her tits. And then he's just taking pictures like crazy. And he's like, hey, honey, you got a Sharpie? And she's like, yeah, well, she's only wearing like a G-string. And somehow the Sharpie shows up. Well, she's like, can you sign it? So I sign it. I, like, signed her tits and stuff.
Cool.
And she's like, I like your tattoos. And I'm like... Yeah, I thought that's why you were going to take pictures with me was my tattoos originally. But then they asked me, hey, we got a party coming over. There's going to be a glory hole. There's going to be a cream pie party and everything like that. Would you like to join us?
Right. Would you mind coming over and putting your junk in our glory hole, basically?
Yeah. And it got really weird because I was like, you know, if you're like a biker, then you're probably going to be hanging out with your club, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not me. Thanks for the offer, though. I'll see you guys later. Right. And like... I just dipped out and ran.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking cool, of man. Dipping out and
we got to dip out here in a second here. We got our outro music blaring.
Yep. Austin, Anarchy, thanks for coming in the Pod Vomit Studio. You've been a great guest. You know, you've answered a lot of questions. You are fantastic.
I'm definitely going to think differently now when I jerk it, you know. Well, I'm going to put forth some of that mind control.
And we have that. We have, you know, new terminology and everything that
definitely.
We kind of work with and everything.
Toppers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what was the other one?
Frauding.
Frauding, yeah. Yes, frauding and everything.
Just frauding all over the place.
We had a frauding good time.
A frauding good time.
Yeah, and that porn frauding ham is coming out. It's going it's gonna be made, okay?
Maybe we can get Peter Jack Offson to direct it.
I don't know. You guys got to see me in Frolicon, though. There's going to be a gangbang I'm going to be a part of live. So.
Well,
cool, man.
Is there any way that you can send us a link or just let us know? We'll definitely
check it out.
All right.
All right. Well, look, we're going to wrap it up here. They're telling us we got to go.
Yeah, we got to cut it short. We got to hear her.
All right, I'm your host, Nickelbag Rick.
I'm Justin. Later, bitches. Later, bitches.
Later.
You've been listening to Pod Vomit on podvomit.com. Don't forget to put your yak in our sack. Make sure to send us email at our barf bag at podvomit@gmail.com. You can find us all over the place. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. Also, follow us on podomatic.com and check us out on SoundCloud. You can find Pod Vomit on the Tangent Bound Network. Go gawk at us at Instagram. We're also on the Stitcher Network, and please make sure to donate to our Patreon site. Pod Vomit is recorded at Fenario Studios.